Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I can't be more grateful for our guest, Rosemary Jenks, for stepping into the breach. Rosemary is another of our duty experts on matters involving immigration and national security. She is the Director of Government Relations for the simply indispensable organization Numbers USA, and an incredible resource for all of us concerned about what's happening in this space, particularly on Capitol Hill at the moment, when Republicans, it seems, at least their leaders, are now aligning with the Democrats to adopt a new amnesty for illegal aliens. Rosemary, say it ain't so.
Well, unfortunately, Frank, it is. It is absolutely so. There are backroom deals being made as we speak. Of course, none of this will go public until the very last minute when they believe it's too late to get out of it. But they absolutely are planning for an amnesty. And by the way, not just for the 690,000 DACA recipients. What the Senate is talking about is well over that. I mean, the plan that they're beginning with from Senators Grassley and Cornyn is 1.9 million potential amnesty illegal aliens. And then on top of that, there's going to be fraud. There's going to be another surge at the border. I mean, this is bad news for the country. It's bad news for American workers who are going to have to compete for jobs. And it's bad news for American taxpayers.
Now, Rosemary, when you say there's 1.9 million, is that the chain migration expanded numbers, or is that not taking them into account?
No, that's just the amnesty, because they are not, they're going beyond just the DACA population and saying that anyone who is here but didn't apply for DACA but might be eligible can still apply. So the estimate is that 1.9 million illegal aliens could qualify.
And then there's the chain migration on top of that. I understood it was something like 3 million if the initial baseline was 700,000 or 800,000. If it's 1.9 million, does that get you up to 7 or 8 million with chain migration of family members and extended family and the like?
Well, the average immigrant to the United States sponsors 3-point-something additional family members. So it's multiplied by at least 3. But what the bill that they're starting with in the Senate does actually eliminate chain migration. So if they keep that in there, it would be limited to the 1.9 million illegal aliens. Now, whether or not Democrats will go along with keeping it in there is yet to be seen. But that's at least their starting point for the negotiation.
Let me just ask you, the question of what is in this package, of course, is one of the open uncertainties. There's also talk that they're going to do something about enhancing border security. Chuck Schumer was making much of that the other day. I gather you're taking that with a grain of salt, shall we say?
Yes. Well, I mean, this is the thing. What Senator Durbin has proposed is basically, you know, we'll add some money for some cameras along the border and some technology. So, just like in 1986, what the Democrats want to do is trade a promise of enforcement for a very large amnesty. That is just not acceptable. And, you know, we are going to need the American people to tell their members of Congress that they are not going to fall for this again. We did it in 1986. The result was 3 million illegal aliens amnestied, and then a surge of 11 million new illegal aliens. We never got the enforcement. It will not work.
It's Lucy and the football, I think, is how this works. They keep getting it pulled out from under them. But there's a certain degree of connivance on the part of the Republicans, to be sure, on this. And I was so interested. You've had quite the time with a congressman by the name of Scott Taylor of Virginia, who did not like Numbers USA doing what you do better than anybody else, which is to put the Klieg lights on people selling out our country in this kind of fashion. Tell us what Congressman Taylor has done in the aftermath of your exposing what was a letter in the public domain, for heaven's sakes. I mean, it wasn't even what they were doing behind closed doors, was it?
No, yeah, he actually led a letter to the Republican leadership of the House. It was signed by 34 Republicans, but he was the lead carrier of the letter that called for an amnesty for the DACA population before the end of the year. And so, you know, we put up Facebook posts for, on all of the 34 signers, including Scott Taylor, and said, you know, these people want permanent amnesty for Obama's DACA amnesty. And he did not like that at all and made that very clear to us.
Well, let me just say that I won't ask you to comment on it if you don't care to, but there were published reports that he threatened to blow up your office, which is a rather extraordinary thing for a member of Congress, or for that matter, anybody to do. But it really speaks to the passions that are apparently at work here, at the very least. And Rosemary, again, I think what you do in trying to help the rest of us understand the stakes here, if another, well, close to 2 million minimum illegal aliens are given an amnesty and the border is not actually secured before that happens, it is, as you say, absolutely predictable. We'll have more illegals coming in looking for amnesty as well, just as happened during Reagan's time. We also have this story this week, of course, of a teachable moment, as President Obama might put it, though I'm sure he wouldn't about this. The incident in New York City involving this fellow, Kayed Ullah, who was a product of a chain migration from Bangladesh. This has prompted, apparently, Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, and Kirstjen Nielsen, the new Homeland Security Secretary, to embrace very heartily, I gather, the idea of merit-based immigration, something the president's also been talking about for some time. Is that in prospect now, Rosemary, given what you're describing going on the Hill?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I think Congress wants to do the absolute minimum on immigration that it can get away with. They don't want to control the flow of labor, essentially, and voters for Democrats into the United States. So they want to tinker around the edges. They, of course, want to give this amnesty to follow through with what President Obama did. But I think they are talking about including an end to chain migration in this DACA thing. But they are not so far talking about moving to a merit-based system. And, you know, it's interesting because this Bangladeshi terrorist actually came here as the nephew of a U.S. citizen who came here as a lottery winner. He won the visa lottery. So these are two programs, the extended chain migration and the visa lottery, that absolutely need to go, should never have been put in the law in the first place, and haven't been. I mean, the lottery was created in 1990. The extended family chain migration was put into the law in 1965. So, you know, these are not traditional immigration flows for the United States, and they should never have been put in the law, and they should be ended.
Yeah, they should be ended indeed. But again, my question is, in the present environment, as you say, Congress would just as soon not only do nothing to curb this kind of flow, they'd like to perpetuate it and perhaps even arguably intensify it. And Rosemary Jenks at Numbers USA, I know you are standing athwart this as best you can. What can people do who are of a mind with you and me that this kind of immigration practice, whether it's the insane lotteries or whether it's the chain migration or whether it's the amnesties, need to stop?
People need to contact their members of Congress, and they need to say, first of all, no amnesty. Like, let's get past this idea that we owe illegal aliens the right to stay here. Second, let's have an immigration system that serves our interests, not the interests of people around the world who want to come here. This should be, it's a public policy. This should be about what's best for America.
And they can find out more information about how to do all of that at numbersusa.com. I commend it to you, numbersusa.com. Rosemary Jenks, thank you for your splendid work there. I know you'll come back to us soon with updates. And in the meantime, I hope you'll stay very well and be successful. God bless you. Next up, Itamar Marcus joins us. We'll get his take on the fraudulent peace process in the Middle East and what we can do about it right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.